I got a quick question for you, Dr. Debbie.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to start pet-sitting some cats, and she told me that they had feline herpes, and she's given me some things to do. My question is, what kind of precautions should I take when I come back home to my cats? Is this contagious? Should I just wash my hands, my clothing? Do they have to be in an outbreak before?
That's a good question.
It really is. And I would say usually it's by close contact, but it certainly has the potential if you get like respiratory secretions on you that you could bring it home.
If they have oozy eyes,
for you, you would probably what?
Yeah.
I would do a complete clothing change. Myself. I would, because when I had cats, I actually brought a respiratory virus home to my cats on my business clothes, and it wasn't a big deal, and it wasn't necessarily specifically herpes, but it can be something you can bring home. So I would just do a change
go over there twice a day. That's a lot of changing.
Yeah.
I'm just wearing
gloves. You can wear like a smock or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of something. Maybe I'll grab one of Hal's big shirts or something and just throw it over me. And
we'll be using my clothing for that.
Oh, come on now. Guy shirts are for everything.
And then I would just leave it
in the
car.
There's a lot worse on it, huh?
Yeah, I would just leave it in. I could take it off before I come in the house, leave it in the car, and I can put it back on again when I go back over there in the evening.
Yeah, or leave it at their place and just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I just, I
didn't even know cats could get herpes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll get eye things. They'll get respiratory things.
Yeah, and they have drops if their eyes are oozing. And again, I was just worried. You know, I got to thinking, man, I don't want to do that to my cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's chronic. It doesn't go away. It just kind of relapses.
See, and I think our cats had it before, didn't they?
When Boog had that big fat lip, that rodent's lip. Is that a version of herpes?
I mean, it could be, but yeah, a rodent ulcer can be allergic type stuff as well.
Okay.
So, yeah. I'll spray myself down with Lysol. And I mean, what about my shoes or things?
Yeah. I mean, you could either switch shoes, leave a pair down there, and just change out,
Okay.
I think you get the point.
Without having to do total decon, you know, you can just kind of leave some things there that you're only going to purpose for that. And then when you're done, then you bring them home, disinfect them, wash them, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they would go straight to the garage for the washer. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
In the house.
There's a little tip for you pet sitters out there.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You don't want to bring stuff home to your pets.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks. I'm going to make sure I'm very, very careful.
Does anybody else have any questions before we go? We love having Dr. Debbie here.
Yay.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.